Hey friend, we're back again. Thank you for being here. It's Monica, Monica Amos, her podcast. And today I invite you to listen to this wonderful conversation I had with Chio. Chio and I connected in 2006 online. I was not even in the fitness industry then. I was just sharing my life online, as always, you know, my journalism background. And then a few years later, Chio reached out for coaching. I wasn't really doing it back then all that very much because I was working full-time as a personal trainer. And then a few years later, 2017, we started working together when I was already living in Connecticut. Anyways, this is not really about our journey, but about the fact that Chio has transformed her life significantly over the last few years. She was an engineer, now she's coaching, she's also a mom, she lived in Argentina, now she lives in Mexico. Lots of amazing advice for anyone who wants to change their life, for anyone who's leading a good life, who's satisfied and good and fine, but wants more. Please listen all the way to the end. Chio shares a ton of valuable information. And if this resonates, as always, leave us a beautiful review. Thank you for being here.
Hello, my dear.
Hello, how are you?
I am so excited to have you here.
Me too.
Take two, Chio, take two. This time we're going to make it better than take one.
I hope so. Yes, we will.
I was so happy to chat with you last time. Too bad no one else could hear us, but this time everyone will hear us.
For sure.
For sure. So tell me, Chio, let's start with our history, because this is something that everyone should know and not to repeat it. Not to repeat it, because we have a long history.
Yes, a long, long history. I think it was around 2006 when I was living in Argentina. A friend of mine living in Mexico was following you on Facebook. And I don't know why, but there I saw you. And I remember seeing all the things that you posted. And I remember I thought, I wish I could train with her one day. And then, I don't know, like 2 years later, I emailed you, but you were not taking more clients. You were full.
I was full back then. I was training so much at the gym that the training like on the side was just on the side. And I wasn't thinking ever at that point to have my own business. Gym was gym. And this was just helping few people. That's kind of how I had it back then. I didn't have aspirations of growing my own business back then. No. So you emailed 2 years later, 2006. Now we're like 2008. Yeah. All right.
More or less.
And then what happened? Did you start training at all or did you do anything or no?
Yes, in that time I was doing belly dance. I was a belly dancer there in Argentina.
I cannot imagine you doing belly dancing. You have to record some videos and post them in our group. I cannot imagine.
Yes. Actually, I was starting to become a teacher of belly dance. But then, yes, I was doing belly dancing and I used to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Where I lived, there was a gym and I was going there. But, you know, it was like I did some exercises and there was not like a structure on my trainings. But yes, like dancing was my passion at the time.
Were you still living in Argentina then or were you back in Mexico?
No, I was in Argentina. I was living in Argentina for, I think, almost 10 years.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Just like me in Boston, kind of, because I was there for like 12. But so that was belly dancing. And then fast forward, how many more years until we started working together?
Oh, my gosh. Look, I came to live in Mexico in 2015. And I think I became training with you in 2016, 2017, more or less.
Did you start with Team Train, Chio?
Yes.
I so started that was 17. Yeah, that was 17.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I started that kind of out of boredom. So this was my first membership, which is crazy to think about it. When I moved to Connecticut, you know, I first worked for the gym with elderly. And that was lovely, but also too slow for my mentality. I was just like fulfilled when it came to, you know, talking to people and helping people, but my energy was just like bursting out of me. And so after a year of working with elderly, I decided to quit my jobs and decided to start working for myself. And that was the time when I was like, all right, well, let's develop this online training program. And we did it on WhatsApp. It's crazy.
Yes.
About it. Remember those days?
Yes.
We did it on WhatsApp. I messaged all the people who I knew and whoever worked with me in one capacity or another and said, hey, do you want to do this training thing? And I think like 25 people responded. And we started doing this on WhatsApp. It's crazy to think about it. I would wake up to like hundreds of messages.
Yes, I know. But you know what? As a matter of fact, it was not common to have a remote coach. So being on WhatsApp at that time was wonderful for me.
You know, it was wonderful, but also it was very hard from my end to like have people, I don't want to say tame people because it's not about taming, but, you know, to have them participate so that it worked for everyone. Because, you know, some people were very chatty and wanted to post about their husband and this and that. And some people just wanted to grab their workout and go. So I would have people being like, why are they talking about all this personal stuff there? I just want to get the workout. And there's like 70 messages. And it wasn't until, so at first it started, you know, small, but then it grew and grew and grew. And it wasn't until 2020 when I hired my first virtual assistant before the pandemic, actually. And she was like, Monica, you might have to move this into a Facebook group. And I was like, wait, really? And so that's when we moved it to the Facebook group. So for a couple of years, we were just on WhatsApp. Was BBM, Tio, was BBM the first like structured training program that you did?
No, really. I did some others, but before I went to Argentina, it had to be like in 1998, 1999, a long time ago.
You were always into fitness. You were always doing things. So what was it about BBM Shio that you decided to hop on?
Because it was really easy for me to train in my house. That's it. I just love it. You know, when I wanted to go to the gym, I was working, then I have to cut at 2 p.m. and I used to go to the gym from 2 to 3. And I have to be like running all the time, looking at my workouts. And I was like running all the time. When I found out that I could train at my house, it was really, really, I don't know, like, I felt like cozy, you know, training at my place.
Yeah. You know, it's private. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear, who's going to look at you. You can be barefoot for sure. You know, it's funny because I just returned to the gym because I work from home. So I would be sitting at home all the time after like 5 or 6 years. And it's crazy the things you don't think about at home that you have to think about at the gym. I realize, oh, my shirts are too loose. I can't go like this. Or I don't have sports bras because I wear regular bra. But at the gym, it's sticking out. You shouldn't. Or I have to worry now about bending over. Is my butt showing? At home, you don't have to worry about none of that stuff.
Yes.
So like your clothes, the privacy, the time, for sure. You have twins also, you're a mom. So that's another thing. You have to be at home with your kids. So for sure. So working out at home is definitely easier.
A lot, a lot. And I just love that. That's why I just decided to keep on going with BBM.
And then when you moved from Argentina back to Mexico, did you keep up with the exercise through the move?
I did, but it was really hard. What I was telling you, I used to go to the gym from 2 to 3, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't finish it. I have to go back to my work and finish that. And I was like in a rush, working out in a rush, and I was not really focusing on exercising. Then when I started to work out with you, it was really easy. I just woke up in the morning. I remember I was those early birds at 5 a.m. and I was working out in my house. And it was easier for me to be working out in my house with no worries at all. But when I moved, I just kept on working out.
And what I loved about you, Chio, is every now and then you would leave me some updates about your life and how much you've accomplished, how much you've changed, how you took on new certifications, how you, like, it just kind of feels like it was a spiral. I don't want to say down spiral because it's not down, an up spiral. You just like went up and up and up with everything that you did.
Yes, thank God. I mean, there was a time when I was like having a hard time. And I was so tired of feeling that way. So the only way to change was to change. So yes,
that's
I started
true.
Believing. Yes, I just started believing that the change I was looking for was in me. It started in me and ended in me. So that's what I did. I used my time to study and to do new things because I was happy in my job, but it was not the best thing I was doing. You know, I felt like I could do a lot more than I was doing. And that's what I did. I began working on myself to change my life.
Chia, was it the fact that the job was good and responsible, but not fulfilling?
Totally. Yes. Not
everybody, people don't know, but you live in Mexico, and I also know what town in Mexico, and I know what you did. Would you want to share a little bit about what you did before and what you're doing now?
Sure. Look, I am an industrial engineer. So for many years, I was working like in a very big manufacturer, shoe manufacturer, mm-hmm. and I was working as a planning engineer, which was a lot of stress and a lot of, I don't know, we had to talk and work with many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty nice, but it was really hard. So back in my city, which is León, Guanajuato in Mexico, mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? I'm happy, but I think this is not the life of my dreams. So I started studying coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I started family constellations, and I started studying mental application, which is like different ways to rewire your brain.
Yes.
So like in 2020, I began with all these things. And 3 years later, I can tell you, I'm so happy. I quit my job, and now I'm working by myself like a therapist. I give sessions one-on-one in family constellations and also face-to-face. I do family constellations workshops in groups, and I have a 2-year training for those people who want to train themselves as facilitators in family constellations. And soon I will open a training for mental applications for those who want to learn how to control their minds and how to attract everything they want.
I'm sitting here with a giant smile on my face, Gio, because this is just so amazing, because I know we've talked over the years so many times, and it's that, you know, it just sounds like, you know, I was not happy, so I changed and I started this new thing, and now I'm doing my own thing, and life is amazing. What would you, because obviously it's not such a straightforward, you know, journey, right? It's up and down, but you just focus on where you're going.
Yes.
How and what would you say to someone? Because I know, I literally know that there are people who are listening who are in your situations from before. Moms who have kids, moms who, you know, work and do all the things. And they are feeling just exactly the same way as you felt before. And a lot of these people will ask me, how do I do this? And then years later, they still haven't done anything. And, you know, I can just imagine the as someone who lives the way you do, I can only imagine their frustration and their resignation and their, you know, sadness, perhaps, just growing instead of, you know, shrinking through the change. How, when you begun, of course, it's nice to say, okay, so I knew that I needed to change, so I changed. But what did you start doing other than obviously exercise that made the difference? Did you put yourself into mentorship programs? Did you sign up for classes right away? Did you, what was it that you did, like, exactly to, from the very beginning, Chio, like when you first begun, to get yourself out of this funk of like, I'm not feeling so good with this life here. It's good and comfortable, but this is not the life of my dreams. What were the first steps to begin to transform yourself and your life?
Okay. First of all, I have always taken therapy as an essential part of myself. You know, I have always been to a psychologist or to a therapist to help me when I have some problems. I also went to talk to you a couple of times and you helped me a lot. You know that. So I think looking or searching for help is essential. But then when I wanted to change, I had these processes that I experienced, these situations that I have gone through. And I just discovered that if I believe in something, I just have to keep working on it. Because, you know, I always say, everybody has heard about the law of attraction. You know, we do it and we use it every day. Mm-hmm. It works all the time, even if you don't believe it.
Yes.
Even if you don't know how it works, it's working all the time. We are creating all the time.
It's like gravity. You don't have to understand.
Yes.
It works. Yes.
Exactly. So with our thoughts, with our feelings, and with believing the stories we tell ourselves, we are creating our reality. Yes. So the first thing is, if you want to change your life, first, you have to pay attention to your thoughts. What have you been thinking today? Because that is the thing that your life is going to become to. Mm-hmm. What you have today is the result of your thoughts from 1 year ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago. So what are you thinking right now? And if you want to start changing your reality, start changing your thoughts. Start believing that it's possible to achieve what you want. And I don't know, there is a lot of things that you can use. You can use a visual board. You can use visualization exercises. I don't know. There's a lot of things that you have to.
What did you do, Chio? I do a lot of visualization, a ton, in the morning, before bed.
Yes.
And I've done it. And, you know, I talk about it a lot. And I think I'm in this kind of, not unique, but I'm someone who's very grounded, very down to earth, and is like, work is work. But also, I'm very into all that you just shared. So visualizations, absolutely 100%. I totally 100% believe in manifestation, law of attraction, absolutely. Paying attention, just like you said, what you're thinking, because what you're thinking will become what you're saying, and what you're saying will become what you have. It's like a spell.
Yes, it's like a spell.
Yeah.
But just that's something that it's key. You can use your visual board or use visualization exercises, but it's not magic. Then you have to go and work for it.
Yes.
You know, consistency is key. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't want to go for, I don't know, even if you don't want to train today, you have to train today. Even if you don't want to, I don't know, get that book and study today, you have to study today.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, working in the real life also is important. It's not about all or nothing. It's about doing little by little, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, because like you said, it took you 3 years from when you first had the thought of like, all right, let's go, to doing what you're doing right now. It's not just a straightforward line, right?
Yes. And you know what? Everything you don't do for yourself, no one is going to do. And everything you can imagine, you can achieve. That's key. I think that's key.
That is key. How about the people who are like, but I have kids. I can't.
Yes. We all have 24 hours a day. I think it's about priorities. You have to set priorities in your life. If it's important for you, set a time for that. Set a time for that and work for it. If it's not important for you, you will find 1,000 reasons why not doing that thing.
Yeah. You know, I think that within the audience that listens to me, the people who listen to me, I think it's not so much about the time in 24 hours, because these are accomplished, driven people. I think it's more, and this is my assumption, but knowing the people who work with me, I think it's more about the beliefs and kind of what's reasonable, what's feasible, what my parents did, that's what I do now, and just repeating the path. And so there are plenty of successful people who have good lives and make money and have the freedom to do whatever they want in their lives, but they're not fulfilled because they followed some path that they thought was the right one. So it's more about just changing the beliefs around what's possible, changing the beliefs around what you can create for yourself and still be successful. And it's going to look different than, you know, maybe what your parents did. But who cares? That's what you want.
Yes, of course, because we all live in a world full of, you know, many people is expecting things from us. But we don't have to go for the things that they want for us. We have to go for the things that we want for ourselves.
Right, because at the end of the day, you go to sleep with your thoughts and yourself. And if you don't like what you're doing, it doesn't matter that someone else approves. But Hugh, did you deal with any kind of backlash from anyone in your life, your family, that you're going from being an engineer to coaching now?
You know, not really. Because my parents let me live free all the time. So when I changed my things, my life and my activity, you know, they were like, oh, if that makes you happy, that's good for you. No, not really. But I think that the biggest monster that I had in my life, it was myself. Mm. Myself and the stories I was telling to myself. That's the biggest struggle.
What was it that you were telling yourself, Gio?
I was, most of the time, I was doubting if I was able to do that, if I was good, you know, like doing something different, if I was going to be successful, if people was going to reach me. I was like in doubt all the time.
And now?
And now, no, now I'm happy. And I just do it. I just work and people comes. And, you know, when you work to help others, I think things come easily to you.
Yes. When you have that focus, absolutely.
Yes.
I think, you know, what's important to mention is the imposter syndrome. And I talk about it a lot on social media, because as someone just like yourself who has an accent, who, you know, I thought I'm going to do journalism and then I didn't and I became who I became. And for many years, I also doubted myself. Oh, I'm an immigrant. I don't have any connections. I don't know anyone. I don't know anything. Who am I to be doing this? But when you shift yourself from you and looking at like me, my accent and what am I going to look like and who am I? And when you shift your focus from yourself to others and how can you contribute to them, then it suddenly doesn't matter, because you know that it doesn't matter that you have an accent, you can still help people. It doesn't matter that you know, you are not from the place, you know, you don't have a degree in this or that or whatever. And you see that there is a place for everyone. And when you are not so focused on yourself, suddenly you focus on how you're helping others and you're helping them and everyone is happy.
Exactly. And you know what? All those things that you were mentioning were the stories that you were telling to yourself and the labels that you were putting into yourself.
I refuse to use those labels, you know, as in domestic violence survivor and an immigrant and all these, I couldn't, you know, ADHD, all these, because they're limiting. I sometimes will use those to just kind of create a relatedness with people, but otherwise I don't want to be limited by anything. So just like yourself, you know, having lived in different countries, having done different things, you want to be open to the world and you want to find what you have in common with people, but don't ever limit yourself with labels.
Never, ever. And to all those women who have kids, the best way, well, I talk to myself, for myself. I've been teaching my kids that they can accomplish all the things that they can think of, you know. I teach them, like, by example. I work out in my house and they see me. We do visualization exercises together. They have their notebook of manifestations and stuff. And for them, it's, like, so natural, you know. When it took me, like, years of my life to do that.
Yeah. I so agree with you. I so agree with you. My best friend talks about her with her kids about spirituality. And it's so, you know, I was just talking to her, like, had we had this at like 10, 11 years old, my goodness.
Yes.
Life would have been so much easier.
So much. You're right.
I think This is so important to you, what you just said about teaching kids by example, because it is super phony like and hypocritical to be like, you can be anything you want, except I'm not.
Yes, that's
or
true.
You can do anything you want to do, but I am not doing anything I want to do because I have to be a responsible adult here in this child, in this household, and I will not.
Yes.
Absolutely. How is fitness, what role has fitness played throughout all these years for you?
Oh my gosh. It's a really important part of my life because that's a thing that has kept me, like, I don't know, mentally healthy. Yes. Even if I had my therapist, I think fitness is something that always kept me like in the right place. Not just, you know, my mind, but my body. But together, it's like one thing I will never trade for anything.
Brilliant. I agree with you. For me, fitness, before I discovered spirituality or discovered any kind of mental health or personal development, fitness was the kind of meditation through movement without even knowing that it was.
Totally right.
When you clear your mind and you are totally present in the moment. So for someone who hasn't done any self-work, this is the first step.
You know, it's like, I don't know, it's like a tool of mindfulness.
Yes, it is.
Right?
It is.
It's a tool of mindfulness. Even if you don't think it like that, you are present in the moment, in the movement, with your body. It's a pretty nice way to know your body.
Mm-hmm. The it's self-awareness, the body, so the bodily self-awareness, absolutely. Mm-hmm. 100%.
That's
oh,
for me.
This is so delicious to you. I love this. See, second time the charm.
I know.
Is there anything else you would want to leave people with before we go? Anything else? Because I feel like there's so much goodness here. Can't wait for everyone to hear all of the things that you shared. But is there anything else that would be on your mind that you want to leave the world with?
No, just to let them know that everything they can think of, they can make it come true. Believe in yourself. And remember, as I told you before, everything you don't do for yourself, no one is going to do. And everything you can imagine, you can achieve. So just keep going.
Oh, thank you. That was so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Chia. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Monica. Love you and love being here with you.
Mwah.